not a ghost story. Two men burst into the room where Jesus' friends were hiding. "He's alive," they shouted. "Jesus is alive again. We've seen him. We've talked to him. We've even eaten a meal with him." But before they could answer the chorus of how and when and where, someone else came into the room as well. But he didn't knock on the door, and he didn't push the door open. In fact, he didn't use the door at all. He was just there, like a ghost. And that's exactly what his friends thought when they saw him. "Jesus," they cried. But it wasn't a "how nice to see you" kind of cry. No, it was more like, "oh dear, we're not sure we like this. We're not sure what's going on here." "There's no need to be afraid," said Jesus calmly. "I'm not a ghost. Honestly, God brought me back from the dead. And yes, he's changed me. But it's still me. And if you come closer and take a look, you'll see for yourselves." So he showed them his hands. They even touched the places where the nails had been. You can't touch the hands of a ghost. Then he showed them his feet, and they touched them too. You can't touch a ghost's feet either. And when they still weren't sure, Jesus picked up a piece of fish and ate it. You don't see ghosts down at the chip shop. Finally, when they were calm, Jesus talked with his friends. He told them that he really was the Messiah, the Saviour God had promised to send. And he explained to them that dying and coming back from the dead had always been part of God's plan for him. "Goodbye," he said at last. "I have to go." No one dared ask him where. "But I'll see you again soon." And as quickly as he had come, he was gone. But not like a ghost. Never like a ghost. Just someone who was alive again. Alive again forever.